listen to the people who are calling us names. I can feel the sun. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Friday, January 20th, 2023, and this is episode 291 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. It's another coffee with Brian. Friday morning, Friday. Everybody ready for Friday and then the weekend? I hope you are. Just sitting here having some coffee in my brand new mug. I'm going to keep it a secret for a second. GSD blend. Opened a new pound this morning and it's fresh. Hey, good morning, Josh. How you doing? I was just telling everybody that I got a brand new mug and I was hiding it here. I was just like sipping it behind the mic. Everybody knows if you watch the lives. I normally use my Toolman Tim mug. Right there. Toolman Tim. So when I hold it and drink it, you see the logo there. It's Toolman Tim mug. I was fortunate enough yesterday when I was at work. the Renegade Butcher there, old Josh, I'm helping out with some deer, handed me a package. And he said, hey, here's all your mail. Here's your packages. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. And then he handed me a styrofoam container. I was like, what the fuck did I order that was a styrofoam container? And he's like, oh, that's the mug I got you. Look at this guy. Oh, hold on. Let me turn this light off for a second. Oh, then you can't see it. Hold on. Damn it. Sorry, Josh. Your mug is too shiny. Well, Josh gave me, Josh was kind enough to grab me one of his mugs, and now I'm out of focus. Well, you don't get the bit, but, anyway, Josh got me a mug. It's got his design on it from the t-shirt I wear on the show, sometimes in some of our YouTube videos, don't tread on meat, eat free or die with a snake coiled up on a stake with a rabbit in his mouth. It is a phenomenal logo. It's pretty fun. And then there is an old QR code right here on the mug to head to old Josh's website. And yesterday I was telling you about that and that he had seasoning for sale and things to check out over there. You can find that at therenegadebutcher.com. I confirmed with his website address yesterday. I was like, wow, how nice of me to plug your stuff and then say, I don't know what his fucking email address is. Good luck. Go find it. But yeah, therenegadebutcher.com. Oh, Jesus. Did I mess it up again, Josh? Is it the Renegade Butcher or just Renegade Butcher? Oh, man. I am just a horrible friend and a horrible promoter of things, man. This is bad. You can go to his renegadebutcher.ittybitty.tips. That is something he did tell me. All the links are there. You can get to all his stuff. Just go to renegadebutcher.ittybitty.tips. Yeah. You should check out his podcast too. He's rolling. We got him up. Josh says Renegade Butcher. No, the. I'm the only guy that put the in his website, I guess. renegadebutcher.com and renegadebutcher.ittybitty.tips. You can find all his stuff and definitely check out his podcast. He's rolling again. And they're going to try to put it out weekly. And check it out. Worked with the guy for the last couple months. He's got his shit together, and we got big things coming out of the Renegade Butcher here pretty soon. But appreciate the mug, Josh. I appreciate all the mail holding and all the things. Let's say all the things. I think that's what the kids say these days. All the things. And Josh says people can find me if they are motivated enough. Yeah, I don't know if that's quite the sales strategy and marketing strategy you want to go with. Like, if you don't want to find me, fuck you. I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, this morning we're talking about the cemetery I hit up yesterday on the way over to the shop, and that I will be rolling back over there probably this morning, but definitely before work someday here in the next week or so. There were a ton of cool stones there, and I think a lot of great cleaning candidates because lots of lichen there. It was different than a lot of the other of the other places I've visited here in Texas. This one was it was full. I don't know if that's sort of like a fungus, or I don't know anything about lichen actually, what it is or how it spreads. Does it have to be, is it like herpes? Once it's in the cemetery, you can't get it off any of the headstones. It's just always going to come back. You can clean it, you can scrub it, you can take your meds, but it's just always going to be there. I don't know. But this one, it was loaded full of it, and some of the newer stones are covered in it. So, yeah, I'm going to head back. I'm going to check it out. Civil War era stones all the way up through modern. I believe that it's still being used. It looked like there were some pretty recently added sites. So, yeah, cool. I just stopped in real quick. Josh was already at the shop. I was just running by, and I needed to, I'd seen it on the map and wanted to check it out. So I just swung over, took a quick walk through, and then headed over to Josh's, but definitely need to circle back. Also going to talk about some stickers, weekend plans, and right now let's talk about the giveaway. If you listen to this, any sort of delayed time, so any more than 3 or 4 days after it comes out, you're probably too late. And I would appreciate it if you still went over to thelotsproject.com and dropped me your email address, because if you're listening to the show, you might want to be able to get in touch with me. You might want to be able to hear what's going on with our adventures. We got lots of stuff coming up. We'll be traveling soon. I think I'm going to put out some more intimate details of our travels in an email. Might be looking for people to do something similar that I did with Josh, as we travel around, find people that have their own thing going on, whether it's a side hustle, whether it's a full-time job, whether it's a farm or anything interesting, and just come and hang out and learn what you're doing. And work with you if you want. If you don't, I can just watch, get some documentation of what you got going on. If that's for your social media or mine or both or whatever, I just want to learn. I want to see what people got going on. I want to make connections and connect and have a good time and learn new things, almost like dirty job style. Just kind of traveling around, and as we're in different areas, see who we can meet and what they got going on. Cause I really find what people get into really cool, really cool. So, Pip and I's good morning. Cheers to you, sir. Cheers to you. And, happy Friday. Happy Friday. Here, Renegade Butcher mug with a big old glare mark in the middle. I can't get it, man. That's that ring light. Maybe if I turn it down, I don't know if that'll work. Josh, it looks like you got a big O on your mug. Oh, he made it really hard. And I asked him last night his line of thought on that. Huh? And we discussed it. And I mean, his reasoning and his rationale was fantastic. And it just, it's not ideal for advertising on a podcast, and you should never make a product for that unless it's specifically designed for that. But I busted his balls a little bit, and that's just because I love him. He's a good guy. Corey calls him my boyfriend. I don't know about that, but he's a great guy. And I definitely appreciate all he's done for us. And the mug is just icing on the cake. So, Josh just says, my mug gives the big O, makes it really hard. Yeah. He also said, lichen is a compound organism between a fungus and a cytobacteria. Seems to mostly be that it grows really well in certain microclimates. Good to know. So it's not herpes. That's good. Giveaway coming up on Monday. 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. We finally hit it there right past New Year. And we wanted to give a bunch of stuff away. I had announced it way before we hit 1,000, just started tinkering around with it, thinking about it, talking about it. And a bunch of people just decided to throw in. A bunch of people that are supporters of the show, are co-content creators, done projects with, or just have watched succeed and encouraged and just have a relationship. And they were kind enough to donate in to my drawing to give things away because we achieved a goal. And I thought that was super cool. That's going to be coming up on Monday night, January 23rd at 6 p.m. Central. That's Monday, January 23rd at 6 p.m. Central. We'll be giving away a bunch of stuff. We will be giving away things by the email addresses entered into the website. I'm going to pop over there right now and give you the list of things that we're giving away through those email addresses. Just go to thelotsproject.com on the main page. There's a big red, no, not that big. It's not gaudy or anything, but red writing that says 1,000 YouTube subscriber giveaway, and you put in your email address, click the box, and you are entered. And what are you entered for? You can win. What can you win? Let's see. A seasoning and merch pack from that guy I said, Renegade Butcher guy. Awesome seasoning, awesome merch. I saw the pack. It's going to be nice. You're going to want to get in on that. A couple of candles, eucalyptus and a lavender candle from TC Ellis and Grandma's Homestead and her granddaughter's shop on Etsy, the Kenzie's Candles. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was running a little behind this morning and need a little go juice. Also, the two chicks from the Two Chicks Homestead throwing in one of their homeschool projects they did. They made rabbit foot keychains. Corey and I made rabbit foot keychains for a long time on the farm. They picked up right in our footsteps, and I think it's super cool. The chicks made them. The young ladies made them as a homeschool project, and they were kind enough to donate one. They even saved it back for us because these are so popular that they sold out. They are out of them, and they held one back for us to use for our drawing, and we so appreciate that. The two chicks also send us handmade drawings, and I think that's pretty cool. So Two Chicks Homestead, a gift card to Food Forest Farms or Cannabinoid Natural Foods from Scramble and Brian Norton, $50 store credit at either one of those stores. I will just send you a coupon code, and you can head on over there and grab up some awesome coffee, some cool cannabinoid products. Brian's got a bunch of stuff over there, t-shirts and other things. So $50 could go a long way. Handmade fire poker from Chris Dixon from White North Forge. Chris has been around the show since pretty close to the beginning. I found him through Toolman Tim's community. And man, I'm glad I did. He's a blacksmith. If you want to talk about a polymath and a jack of all trades, talk to Chris Dixon. This guy is pretty switched on. And blacksmith. He sent me a picture of the fire poker that's going in. It's like a 35-inch handmade. It's got like a basket twist in it, I think is what he called it. You can find his stuff on Instagram and TikTok and Etsy. He put up a video of the how you make that basket twist on TikTok the other day. And I was like, that's fucking cool. He's giving away a fire poker. Speaking of Toolman Tim, I kind of owe all this to Tim in one way or another. Tim really kicked me in the ass to get this going. Tim motivated me to start doing this. Tim collaborated with me on a bunch of projects, and he's been there right alongside me as I've grown. He's about 6 months ahead of me in the content creation game, and I love following along. I love learning from his successes and his failures, and I love sharing my successes and failures with Tim. He's a great motivator and a great guy. You should check him out, Toolman Tim. ToolmanTim.co. But Tim has got a patch of the month club, tactical patches. Like I got him a hat here. And every month he sends out one. It's $100 value. Tim is throwing in a $100 value for my drawing, and I think it's absolutely phenomenal. I appreciate it so much. You throw your email address in, we're going to draw for that, and Tim's just going to send you a patch every month. Cool patches. Don't have a hat to put it on, don't have a jacket to put it on. Get a strip of Velcro, put it up on your wall, and enjoy these patches. They're cool, they're witty, they're funny, and yeah, Tim made them, and he's from Canada, so they got to be good, right? Yeah, well, that's what the email addresses are going to get you in for. Oh, wait, we're throwing in a Baby Walter and Company t-shirt, handmade by Jared, LSD Designs. It's sweet. It's a gray t-shirt with the boys' silhouettes almost. Silhouettes, is that what you call it? Yeah, I think that's the most accurate description for what it is. But the three boys' faces, silhouettes on the front of the shirt. And yeah, we got one of those. And then we are giving away custom silver coins. The Lost Project, we did with Toolman Tim, actually, we split custom silver coins. We had a artisan craft the design, and so we each designed our own. We designed a 1 ounce and a half ounce silver coin, front and back. They're numbered. They're limited edition. So our guy that casts them does sand casting. He made the molds, he cast them all, and he broke the molds. There were 20 sets made, 20 complete sets. So a 1 ounce and a half ounce numbered. So matching numbers, set one has one and one. When we got them, they were all sold out already. They're all spoken for. By the time I got them in my hands, they were sold out. I staved number seven. Set number seven is going in this drawing. You can't get them, can't make them. It is what it is. You're never going to see another one of these. So I thought, hey, why not? Let's give somebody one. Instead of holding on to them myself, I saved lucky number seven. Set number seven will be going up in the drawing to one lucky winner. It's great. Then we decided, after I got all the website up and going, I still had some donations coming in, some people that just found the show that wanted to support along. Hey, Hogs 587 over on Twitch. How are you doing this morning? Pippin Eyes says Tim's Patch Club has its own spot on my truck headliner. I could see that. Sure. I could see that. That'd work. I like that. Mine is kind of over the head of my bed. And then I don't just get Tim's patches. I get bunch patches. It's one of my things. It's one of my things that I pick up here and there. They're small, light, and I can store them on the wall on the Velcro. So it's something that I can collect that isn't anti-minimalist, I guess, is something you could say, because it also, every one I get, gives me a new hat. So this hat right here, and this is something I suggest to anybody. This patch comes off the hat. So anytime I want to change up the hat, now it's all messed up. This is not good. Good morning, Freedom Media Corp. How you doing? The patches are great. The tactical patches are great. I have two hats, a black one and this one. And I have like 20, 30 patches. So I got like 60 hats, which is cool, especially when you're traveling around. Because I was a hat guy all my life. I had stacks and stacks and stacks. T-shirts and hats were my thing. I got them. I found them. I got them for free. I bought them and I saved them. I saved them for a long time. You can ask my wife how many t-shirts and hats I had. But now I'm down to very few. I made it a mass exodus, and I found a way to have a lot of hats without having a lot of hats. And it's patches. So check that idea out. If you got a big stack of hats in the corner and your wife's pissed off about it, or you just got to keep explaining away why you have them all, maybe go the route of patches. So anyway, those, we had some things trickling in after, I had the website all put up, and I came up with an idea. Corey and I talked about it, and we're also going to give away some live stuff, some stuff during the drawing, not email address entered, but, if you can show up, the major prizes are going to be through email. You don't have to be there to win. You don't have to be in the live, but We thought for the people that show up and hang out in the comments and things like that, we would like to do something for them. And after I got the website all up, I had some people send in some stuff they wanted to give away. So I was like, what a perfect opportunity. It's not on the site. We can promote it still. I'm going to go in and I will retro the site to have all their information on it so I can send people there to find them and get to their links. But I didn't want to do false advertising. I didn't want to have extra stuff up there that came in after the fact or whatever. So we're going to give the stuff away live. We have a few things. Corey and I got a bunch of stickers. So we'll probably give some of them away. Oh, this is going to be really bad. My ring light is not ideal for showing stuff, but I got these stickers. They're kind of shiny. Corey made up. Oh, it's not even going to show. Huh? Oh, she's smart. Nope. Oh, this is not going to work. I'm going to have to take pictures of all this stuff and get them so we can show them when we're giving them away. So we got Baby Walter and Company stickers. We got three boys on them. We got Corey's Grounded Souls branding stickers with her feet and her name and the website, and then my logo, kind of like it's up there in the corner. It's similar to that, real similar square sticker. So we'll be giving a bunch of those away. Well, I'll be giving a few of mine away, and Corey will be giving a few of hers away. We also have Robert Ralston, the prepper life coach, is giving away three sessions to one lucky person that can get drawn right there in the live drawing. And how do you say this? Oh man, I am not a pronunciation. La Bonne Vie Farm. Thanks, Robin. I'm sorry about butchering your name. Robin from La Bonne Vie. I don't speak French. I'm sorry. is giving away an aromatherapy and bath basket with a bunch of handmade goat milk products. Man, blown away. Checked out their site. It's fantastic. So be excited to get in on the drawing for that. Anything that trickles in over the weekend, anything we come up with over the weekend, we'll probably give it away live. La Bonne Vie. Okay, now you're doing it phonetically, and I'm trying to say it French. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. Josh said he's going to make a patch with a secret compartment for seasoning for bland food emergencies. Oh, man, these mashed potatoes don't have any salt. Jesus. Oh man. So Monday night, 6 p.m. Central. I hope you spread the word. I hope you show up. I hope you hang out. I don't think it's going to be too incredibly long. So if you come out, hang out, we will be hopefully unveiling our new channel video. I got that to work on feverishly and get that done. I have big goals for that. Just the headliner video on the channel. Really dive into everything we got going on here and kind of hit it all right now. The video we have up there is over a year old, and we're standing in the snow in Minnesota. Yeah, right now we're in Texas, and it's not snowing. So we want to update it with what we got going on. A lot has happened in the last year. We've grown a lot. We've expanded a lot. So yeah, putting a new video together, and I think it's the perfect time to release that. Hopefully I can get it done. Josh, I might not be working on Monday if I got to get it done. But no, this weekend we should be able to knock that out. I'm excited to get that done, get that up, and give a bunch of stuff away. Excited to do it. And I hope everyone that wants to win gets what they want. And I know we're only giving away one of each thing, so it's kind of tough for more than one person to get it, but should be a good time. Hope to see you there. If you're not entered, head on over to thelostproject.com and throw your email address in, and you will be all signed up. If you are already on our email list, you're not entered, but you won't get signed up twice. If you use the same email address and you go over and drop it in, it just
it just puts you on this list. You already, it doesn't, like, you won't get two emails from me instead. It's set up to recognize that. So come on, enter one enter per person, and away we go. That is Monday night. That will replace my interview. Speaking of interviews, last night's interview, the replay of the pre-recorded interview with Kevin Palmieri, How to Grow Your Podcast. What a great time. I really like Kevin. Kevin is started following him a little bit after I interviewed him a few weeks ago. And man, his stuff is spot on. He does, I guess you'd call it life coaching, basically, all around, how to level up your life and in any aspect you want. It's pretty straightforward. And then he's also a professional podcaster and hosts a podcast about podcasting. He's going to do like 1,000 episodes this year. I was just like, what? I thought my goals were a little lofty. This dude does like, yeah, that averages out to like 3 a day or more. Yeah, Josh says it was a great interview. Gave me some pretty cool ideas. Yeah. Yeah, Kevin switched on for sure. He's been podcasting for 5 years and he's grown it exponentially. And he's got a huge business. He said that he brought on, they got, I think, 16 staff or 20 staff. I was like, holy crap, dude, in 5 years. They have Next Level University. He offered out a free course. Him and his business partner sat down on a Sunday and recorded a course. They spent 16 hours doing video recording and putting together materials and stuff like that. And they give it away. They give it away for free. So check that out. The link is in the video description of the interview, or the audio description of the interview. Click on it, head on over there, and it's a free e-course, and it should be really, really, really good. Knowing Kevin and seeing his stuff, and after talking to him, very, very, very switched on guy. If you have a brand, if you have a podcast, if you're alive, this dude can probably help you, even if you don't think you need help. He's going to motivate you. Just check out his stuff. You don't have to pay for anything. Listen to his podcast. Listen to take that free e-course, and I don't think you'll be disappointed. I don't think the time will be wasted by any means. So check out Kevin Palmieri. Check out the interview I did with him last night. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Monday, no interview. Live giveaway. Next Thursday, I believe I have Jacqueline Wells. Let me see. That would be the 30th, right? No, that would be the 27th. Excuse me. Trying to look at my schedule here. Or 26th. Yep. Jacqueline Wells, when we talk about fear, that was a fun, fun interview. Next Thursday night, you're going to want to put that on your calendar as soon as I get it posted. And yeah, you're going to want to put a reminder, because Jacqueline was a great chat. I really enjoy talking to her, and we talk about fear, and that's her life. That's her life, as she coaches about fear. And I think you'll get a lot out of it. These interviews I've been doing, man, they've been spot on. There's been lots of great information. I would really like you to go back and check them out. That is another thing I got to do this weekend in preparation for the giveaway, and just in general, is dive into that YouTube content and get it into playlists. We have a bunch of different directions on there, and I just, I'm very lax at keeping it organized. And if you wanted to go find interviews, I think it would be appropriate to be able to go and hit a playlist and see interviews. And if you want to see the podcast, or if you want to see Corey's feet, $ Grounded Souls 1 on Cash App. You'll see it. Oh, so anyway, yeah, check out those interviews last night for sure. What a great guy. Really enjoyed the conversation. So yeah. What else we got going on? Weekend plans. Let's see, on my list here, I had a rough night last night, guys. It was really weird. Usually in the evenings, I set up my show, I get my show notes, I do our Berkey. I flip it for the night. I drain the whole bottom and fill up the top, because the dogs need water in water at night, and so it's a convenient time to do it. Then I come, I go outside, I do a little a grounding before bed. I kind of just stand and usually watch the stars, or if it's cloudy, just kind of space out in the dark. Last night, for some reason, I got half the shit done. Like, I half set up my show. I drained the water enough to do the dog water. I got, yeah, like I said, part of my show set up. I went outside and came in and went to bed. And I woke up this morning and I'm like, wait, I never finished setting up my show. I never finished doing the Berkey. Like, what? I don't know what was going on with in my head. I might have a lot of stuff. I might have been spinning on that interview I gave. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Interesting. Interesting. But got up this morning, rush around, and have to finish up all the stuff that I started last night. At least I had started it. At least I had started it. So there was that. There was that. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It was Tim's Live. All right. All right. I get it. I did my show, or I watched my show. So Thursday nights, I do a pre-recorded replay of interviews, and I hang out in the chat. I watch the interview back if I can at all. If it's possible, I try to plan to be here. One of the reasons I did the pre-records is to night. So if I have something to do, I won't be there. I try my best to be there. So I watched it. It's an hour. Mine goes from 6 to 7. All the interviews have been about an hour, except Rob. Rob and I chatted for an hour and a half and didn't even realize it on Monday night. Check out that chat, Rob Kaiser and myself on Lots to Talk About with Rob Kaiser from Monday night. But right after I got close to getting done, I see Tim. Tim's going live and he's talking about float. I had to jump on. So I jumped in the comments, had a good time. There are a bunch of people hanging out, bullshitting with Tim. We talked alt social media and stuff like that. And hanging out in the comments was a blast. But it went past 9. Past 8. It went past 8. No, he started at 9. He started at 8 and went past 9. I think. I don't know. See, last night, oh, I got some brain problem or something. What time did that show start last night? 8 o'clock?
8 our time.
8 our time. Okay. Yeah, it started at 8 and went past 9. That is way past my bedtime. Yeah. Corey is long in bed by then. She goes to bed at like 7:45 some nights. She tries to make it to 8 every night, but sometimes she sneaks in and goes to bed at like 7:45. Sometimes she stays up till 9 on good nights, like when it's a weekend or something. But anyway, I think I got all screwy with the back-to-back lives, and I just didn't get shit done, which was really weird. But, oh, yeah. What a mess. What a mess. Last thing I really had on my list for today, other than the weekend plans of doing some coffee documentation, I got some new coffee equipment in the mail. I'm gonna make some videos. I'm really excited about the project I got going on with all of that. That's kind of the weekend and prepping for our giveaway, getting content done. Content. Get it up. We got a bunch of videos. I got a bunch of videos to clip up. I got a bunch of videos to edit. We got a bunch more to make. Corey and I are going to hang out because that's what I enjoyed doing with my wife. And it's going to be good. It's going to be a good weekend. Josh says lately his bedtime's been like Corey's. He's getting old. Yeah. I mean, I should really go to bed earlier, but I just can't shut down that early. I should say I go to bed at 9 and then fall asleep about 11. So there is that. But one last thing that was on my list today is I've been doing the grave thing on TikTok for quite a while now. I don't know what's quite a while. It's all relative, but a few months now. It was about time we took off on the road. We were down in Tennessee when I started on our first leg of the journey. So September, October. Haven't had a whole lot of controversy. I mean, who argues about somebody's gravestone? I don't know. I've gotten some weird one-off comments. Like, I posted a 120-year-old memorial for a baby that had died, And somebody was like, man, that's ugly. I'm like, huh. Interesting. But other than that, just the stray comments here and there, I get a lot of views. I get a lot of likes. I don't get a ton of comments. I get a lot of RIP and heart emojis and shit like that. Which is great. Recently I might've poked the bear a little bit. Down here in Texas, you see a lot of Civil War, Confederate, CSA, Confederate States of America, for you that are not educated into what the CSA is. It's not a community supported agriculture. It's a Confederate States of America. Yeah, lots of those graves. Like, why wouldn't there be? We're in the South. So as I travel and as we go to different cemeteries, I like take pictures of what's there. I came across an interesting Civil War headstone with, I believe it had the CSA logo on it and also a Star of David. So he's a Jew. Big deal. I don't care. Whatever. So I took the picture. I did the documentation that I do of the headstones. This was actually a plate in the ground instead of a headstone that was above. And so what happens, how I do this, I go to the cemetery and I get enough gravestones to do a week's worth of posting or 2 weeks worth of posting in each trip there. So then I go back and look at them and decide which one I'm going to do each day and what kind of music I'm going to put with it, what I'm going to say about it. Well, I was just scrolling through and I see this and I'm like, huh. This could be interesting. So I posted it up innocently enough, put a little bit of a old rebel tune kind of that would hearken you back to the Civil War and the Confederate soldiers marching into battle. It's only like 8 seconds long. It's not that involved. And it did okay. I think it got 800 or 1,000 views right away. No big deal. Get the random Confederates are evil or this or that. About a week later, I started getting comments on this. And it has just devolved into the most pissy match. The South did this. The North did this. The North won. You guys are losers. Like back and forth. And I was like, this is on a headstone post. You do realize that this guy is long gone. All the guys that knew him are long gone. Most of the guys that knew him and his father are long gone. And this has nothing to do with anything going on right now. But you're spending your time. Like, this is like comment after comment. Like, I'll open my TikTok and I'll have six comments of these douche canoes going back and forth about the Civil War and how horrible everybody is. And it's okay that we did this because they did that. It's very, very mind-boggling. it's interesting to watch. It's interesting to watch for sure. I did get educated though about a battle or massacre, or I guess it depends on who's telling the story. At Fort Pillow in Tennessee. So Fort Pillow, for those of you who don't know, or is kind of north of Memphis. There is a national park there now. The Confederates established Fort Pillow. It's right on the Mississippi. It was a great supply route stop and things like that. The North overtook it at one point. Very easily, was using it for the same thing. The South, this is just the condensed version. The South decided that they were going to take it back. They came up and I believe this is how, like I read it really quick, the beginning. I'm pretty sure the South established it. North took it. And then the South was coming back to take it over. They showed up. they showed up and they had like, there was like 600 people. There's 600 soldiers from the North at Fort Pillow. The South shows up with like 2,500 troops. It's going to be a no contest. a sniper takes out the general that was their general or commander in charge there. And so this guy, second in charge, takes immediate control of the North forces inside the fort. He was hoping to hold off for reinforcements coming down the Mississippi. They had boats of troops coming, called for a 1-hour ceasefire for the boats to show up. The commander of the South saw the boats coming. He sent troops to intercept them coming. And the commander, in all his glory, retreated out of the fort, ran away. They killed or captured him. And then they proceeded to kill all the soldiers. Or, as some stories, some diaries say, killed all the soldiers. Some say they killed only the black soldiers. Some say they killed some of the black soldiers, took them in possession, and then massacred them after the fact. The accounts are foggy. Of course they are. Of course they are, especially when it comes to something as racially motivated as this, or, you know, maybe not. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can read diaries all I want. I can read history all I want. I know they're all fucking wrong. They're never accurate. It's only in the eye of the person writing it of what actually happened. So I have no judgment. I have no judgment. All I can do is learn of the history. And if there's documentation of it, hard documentation of it, then you can learn from it. But TikTok spurred me to learn something new yesterday. It was interesting. It was interesting. Yeah, that it kind of sparked off a whole thing between the North and the South, revolving around prisoner exchange, and just was not good. The North felt that the soldiers at Fort Pillow should have been taken as POWs and exchanged, or at least cared for. The South decided to just kill them all. So I don't know. People are making a lot of good points in the comments. I shouldn't say good points. They're arguing just ridiculously over this stuff, but. One guy said, hey, war is what it is. People die. That's kind of the point. Others are saying, well, it needs to be civilized. And I'm like, man, civilized war. Yeah, war is civilized. Mm-hmm. Yep. Killing people for whatever reason is never civilized. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I think a lot of shit happens in war that that really is not good. And that's probably why we shouldn't do it. We should probably figure out how to just fucking get along, but it happens. It happens. It's happened through history. It's going to happen again, I'm sure. So it is what it is. But anyway, that's just something I dug into just a little bit, but Fort Pillow is on my mind now. And Josh says there's nothing civilized about war. And he also said people hating on the South, the North, the Jews, you hit the shit stirring landmark. Yeah. I was like, wow, the trifecta. Throw in the Civil War and the CSA and we're all ready to fucking blow. So anyway, that was interesting. I'll probably dig into more about that and the history surrounding it so I can educate myself more and go back into those comments and tell them they're probably both wrong. They're just all biased on what they got going on. So anyway, let's get done bullshitting about that. Hit that item of the day, the question of the day, and get rolling on this Friday. Item of the day today is water buffalo horns. Water buffalo horns. What the hell would you do with those? Oh, you give them to your dogs and they chew on them and they love them. They love them. They're those short black horns. You've seen water buffalo. You can get them in short, medium, long. Our dogs loved them. They last very well. They are a great material for them. They're good for them. I have a link to them on Amazon in the video description. We do have a video review of some water buffalo horns. The ones that we have personally gotten are out of stock. They look pretty standard. I dug in. I looked at the listing of the one that was unavailable, but I didn't want to link a video to something else. So if you want to look at the video about water buffalo horns, my beautiful wife made it, and you can find it on the YouTube channel. Just head on over there and search buffalo. I think it's the only video that you can find when it says buffalo. Not bad. Check them out. Even if you're not going to buy water buffalo horns for your lovely, lovely dog, hit that link, head on over to Amazon, do your shopping, and we get a little kickback even if you don't buy the item that you link to. Start the session, finish the session. We get a little credit for the stuff you buy, and we appreciate it. It helps support us on our journey along the road here. So that's the item of the day. Question of the day. It's Friday. Question of the day is always, what do you have planned for the weekend? You got big plans. You got stuff you want to get accomplished. I got a ton of stuff to do to prep for the giveaway on Monday and to get caught up with some new items I got in the mail to do some unboxing, some demonstration, some review, and a lot of other content that is coming along. Josh says, same horn, different buffalo. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, deer antlers are deer antlers. It really doesn't matter what deer they fell off of. Well, maybe it does, but not that much, I don't think. But anyway, what do you have planned this weekend? Head on over to the Telegram chat at t.me/lotschat, t.me/lotschat. Find the question of the day. It'll be pinned up here in a little bit. Answer it, and let's start the weekend. Let us know. Do you want to have a lazy one? Do you want to just sit around, do nothing? You had a long week at work, and all you want to do is get hammered and sleep all weekend? Hey, that's cool. You got a big project list. Maybe if you throw it out there, you'll be a little more inclined to get it done. I don't know. But anyway, head on over to Telegram chat at t.me/lotschat, or now posting it on TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So if you're on any of those, I encourage you to follow me and participate in the question of the day. Oh, guys, 1,000 sub giveaway on Monday. Share it with your friends. Let your friends know. I think there's enough prizes, and there is we have a decent amount of entries, but I think there is still a really good chance you'll probably pick something up. So don't worry about spreading the word. Let enough people get in and a chance to win all those cool prizes that we've had donated and the stuff we've chosen to give away. And I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to let those people know that they've won just because they have supported us a little bit. That makes me feel great. So anyway, that's Monday night. We will be back before that on Monday morning with another coffee with Brian and kind of recap the weekend and a look ahead and let you know if I got everything done for the drawing and everything ready to go. So guys, have an awesome weekend. It's been a good week. A bunch of great interviews, a bunch of great morning shows. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to head on over to Josh's, get this Friday taken care of, and spend the weekend with my beautiful wife and working on a bunch of cool stuff. So I appreciate everyone listening. As always, you can find me at thelotsproject.com on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. I've been struggling with coming up with an exit for the show. Josh and I were talking about it yesterday. Hey guys, it's going to be a great weekend. I got a show coming up on Monday. I love my life. I love my wife. I love my dogs. I love it all. So if I don't show up for some reason, I did not kill myself. We'll talk to you later.